face life. This is the only time I'm really alive when I'm here shrieking. As often as the case with most performers, they are only truly alive when they perform. It's my pleasure to be sitting here, the last of the Rockies, sitting here slaving in front of the Sennheiser. This is the only time really in the whole day that I don't hear the voices. The voices that plague me. In my every waking hour, the voices of the dead that call to me. Stop it! Stop it! Can't stand it! I hear those voices, and then I remember. And then I remember the battles, the search and destroy. My buddies! My bodies! You see, the real reason I talk about Nam is because I can't forget it because of what I did. The name on my uniform didn't really say Grease Manelli. It said William Calley. But everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Quang Tree, 1967. We'd pretty well mopped up the area. We'd go on search and destroy missions. You'd find a town, suspected of VC. You'd give an announcement that would tell everybody to get out of the town that was not VC. We'd say, and they'd go running out with their little sticks across their shoulders. Anybody left in there'd be VC. So we didn't even think twice. You just drop down in front of a hooch and open up. You just cut that thing down. Lob a grenade, fire in the hole! Get out! Cut him down! Pajama-wearing maggot. Sometimes we even got real lazy. We didn't even shoot our guns. We just walk into the town, crawl in on our knees, and just lob grenades in the hooches. But you know what never failed? It never failed. We would sweep a town from end to end. And the little maggots were like worms. There'd always be one that would be waiting. There'd always be one we missed. And no matter how we kept our eyes open, no matter how we looked for them, just when we think of the place was secure, we'd all lay back, sling our rifles over our shoulders, and get ready to light up camels. One of them would take a shot at us. Yeah, sometimes we'd even scream before the shot, just in anticipation. But most of the time, it sounded like this. No, wait a minute. The scream comes after the shot. The scream always does. That's the way it works. You see, watch me. What are you, a maggot? Trying to tell a story. Anyway, never. You get the idea. Thank you. Well, one day, when we'd taken all we could take, when we'd swept the town, when we'd got all the supposed VC, and we still took another sniper hit. We lined everybody up. We lined the whole town up. I said, translate this. We know that some of you are VC. We want those people to come forward immediately. The rest of the town will be given a dose of C rations. Medicine. The wounded will be medevaced. We want the VC now. Go ahead, translate it. And so our mountain gun tribesman, who acted as our translator, stood forward and went, "That was wild again. And still they all stood there. It was maddening! Maddening! I stood forward and jacked back the bolt on my gun. That got their attention. But still, they just stood there. I lifted the barrel of my gun. They kind of bunched together, holding each other for support. And then to this day, I don't know why, but I just lost it. kill, sensing blood. Open up, Whitler!
We fired until our barrels practically melted. Until every last clip was empty. Till the only sound was the clinkety clang of cartridge cases as they fell to the ground. I thought to myself, my God! My God! Get some shovels, get some shovels! Let's start digging, let's cover this up! Let's cover this up! And so frantically, the men threw down their guns, we picked up spades, and we started digging. I said, Robinson, this is horrible. The flies were buzzing. It was awful. Just the sound of those shovels. The shovels and the dirt. The dirt. Oh, God. I said, Robinson, you got any music? Hit that ghetto blaster of yours. What'd you, buddy? Put something on. Something on to camouflage the sound of those shovels. He said, all right, let me see what I got here. All right, here. Maybe we'll use this for a while. All right, now dig as fast as you can. Cover them up. That's it. Yeah, come on, guys. This didn't really happen. That's nice. It's a small world after all. That's right, sing a little bit louder. It's a small world after all. That's right.
It's a small world after all.
That's it. Well, as we were singing and shoveling, the sound was broken by an approaching chopper from base HQ. And I thought to myself, my God, it's the general! Kalachek, he looked at me, smiled, and said, someone's in trouble, someone's in trouble. I said, shut up, Kalachek, just shut up, for crying out loud. I went running over to meet the chopper. The general got out. I said, how you doing, General, sir? He said, Fury, what's the story? I count 175 non-combatants in that pit over there. I said, and I grabbed the front of his uniform and I put my face on his medal and I slowly slid my face down the whole front of his uniform, nearly skewering my nostrils on his buttons. I dropped to my knees. I buried my face on his shining boots. I said, my God, sir, I don't know what happened. When I think of the women, when I think of the children, when I think of the gunfire, the guns that wouldn't stop, when I think about what we do. He said, knock off the phony grief, Fury. I don't buy it. I said, sorry, sir.
All right, listen.
Go on.